This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is riding shotgun with us on this fine Friday. And most importantly, you, our fine listeners out there, if you want to talk to the one and only Diamond and Silk, you better fire up the phone right now at 800-228-0550. These ladies kept me sane during the presidential election. They have been a treasure of voicing the conservative think related to President Trump, and so I'm looking forward to chatting with them. Bottom of the hour, we have a gentleman on the phone by the name of in person actually, he'll be joining Todd in studio in Bismarck, Roy Spence. He started something called the Promised Land Project. It is a effort to bring people together, go into communities, listen to people, learn about their culture. I'm curious. I'm glad it's starting in Watford City, North Dakota. The very first one of this whole endeavor, which has been some time in the planning, is actually happening in Watford City. They've built a front porch for the event and to facilitate the conversation. That'll happen on Sunday, and Todd is going to talk to Roy Spence at the bottom of the hour about all of that. We also welcome your calls, your questions, your comments. Of course, at 800-228-0550. If you want to talk to Diamond and Silk, call us. You'll ask a lot better questions than I will. Or text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. The one, the only. I guess it's the two and the only. The two and the two and the only. Diamond and Silk with us on What's On Your Mind. Welcome back, ladies. How are you?
Hi. Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Do you know, I thought about you through the entire Kavanaugh nomination because it was just insane, and I needed a break from that TikTok day to day of wondering what was going to happen, what was going on, and all the things that were being said. Was it tough on you, ladies?
No, it wasn't tough on me because I was with him. I didn't get her, the disheveled hair, talking in the baby voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen, it seems staged.
That's
but
right.
When I listen to Kavanaugh, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Now this guy, he's, men don't cry like that. Men are macho. They don't like crying out in the open like that.
Right.
I'm like, he's telling the truth, and I believed him. And I'm so happy that he's confirmed and he's been sworn in.
That's right. And women got to also remember this, that if a crime is being committed against you, then you go to the police, not a senator.
Right.
Okay? So some things there just did not make sense. And we understand the Democrat tactics. This is part of their tactics to continue to gain power, to keep power, and unfortunately to continue to kill babies.
Right. That's what this is about. So what we're saying is that accusations, allegations without accurate information is merely speculation.
That's
and
right.
We can't take speculation and run with that and make someone guilty. You are innocent in this country until proven guilty. The Constitution protects us.
That's right.
Okay? For that. So I just want people to understand. And if you are a victim of abuse, go to the police.
Go to the
now,
police.
I believe something happened to Dr. Ford,
mm-hmm.
but it was not with Kavanaugh.
That's right.
Yeah, and a long time ago. And obviously, what's interesting to me is that she says the first time she heard Kavanaugh's name, he was a candidate for a position potentially on the court with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was the candidate, and supposedly he mentioned, Brett Kavanaugh as someone that would be a good judge, and that's when this all started with her. The whole thing seemed really political, didn't it?
It is, yeah.
Straight political.
Yeah.
And can I just say this here? They took the Me Too movement, and and they politicized it, mm-hmm. and then used it as a weapon to weaponize that against someone to try to care to assassinate them. And that is what was wrong. And see, people were looking on both sides of the aisle, and they were like, wait a minute, hold up, because today is Kavanaugh, tomorrow it could be my brother, my husband, my son.
That's right.
You know, so wait a minute, we can't vote for a party like this.
That's right.
So that's why we are telling everybody, make sure you vote right, vote red, vote Republican. Because just look, these people are trying to change the trajectory in our country. They're trying to do that.
That's right.
And they want you to be guilty, and you got to figure out how to prove yourself innocent. And if you don't figure it out, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. That's not how it works around here. So I want everybody, make sure you go in the midterms to the polls and make sure you vote Republican.
I'm going to ask one more question. I'm going to go to callers here. The Kanye West event yesterday had much of the African-American leadership in meltdown, and also the media was freaking out. They just couldn't believe what was happening, or that Kanye was saying what he was saying, or that the president allowed cameras into the Oval Office. What did you ladies think of it?
Well, see, first of all, I was happy that Kanye West was up there to talk to the president, and he wasn't afraid to do so.
That's right.
You have to understand, when you look at the left in their desperation, what they're using is the Willie Lynch tactics to destroy the male image of Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's the most influential person probably in the world, okay, besides Donald Trump. I mean, a lot of people know Kanye West.
He's one of them. Yeah.
Okay, we'll say one of them.
Yeah.
He has a huge following.
Mm-hmm.
And the left is upset that he's going to pull as many people as he can off that Democrat plantation.
Right.
And so what they would do is destroy him, ostracize him, criticize him, stigmatize him. And once they destroy him,
that's right.
And that makes all the other black people be quiet or not want to say a word. These are tactics, and it's sad that black people use these type of tactics on other black people, because that's all they've been taught. That's what's sad. But you know what? The more they hate, the more Kanye is going to have to continue to educate.
That's right.
He needs to continue to speak out.
And if you remember, it was Diamond and Silk that started the revolution in 2015, telling people to get off that Democrat plantation. You can think for yourself. You can speak for yourself. You can think outside of the black box. And now what you're seeing, when you see Kanye West and others coming out and off of the Democrat plantation, you see them evolving. This is the now evolution. People are seeing that, okay, I have permission now. I can think for myself. I can speak for myself. I don't have to be bullied by the left. And that's what you're seeing right now.
It is such a true story. I forgot that, really. You were Kanye before Kanye was cool. Our friends, Diamond and Silk. Frank in Northwest Minnesota, your question or comment for our fine guest here, Diamond and Silk.
Well, you asked my question about Kanye already, but I'll tell you two ladies, you're not tokens, you're gems.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That is so sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry to steal your question, Frank. By the way, what's the latest with the Facebook business trying to silence you guys and YouTube?
We're still being censored on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 1.7 million fans and followers on Facebook, and a lot of our fans and followers are not receiving notification when we drop content. They can't view our videos.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when they go, our page won't load up for them. They can't comment on any of our stuff. So it's still a form of censorship. And I guess, these social media platforms must think that they are the arbitrator of truth.
Right.
They are not the arbitrator of truth. They are a social media platform that's supposed to share all ideas.
That's right. And a lot of times, you know, what Facebook did, they deemed us unsafe to the community. We understand now it's because we don't fit their narrative. Two black women, two black conservative women who love this country and love our president. So we're unsafe now. They want to take and try all they can to put us back in the box. Because you know that President Donald J. Trump, he won this last election by we the people through social media. Diamond and Silk are known as social media stars. And what they are upset about is that we took and mastered their platform to get people out to the polls to vote for Donald J. Trump.
Now, if people are sort of worried about all those games going there, is it your website? Where's the place we can always guarantee we're going to get your content?
Oh, two places, diamondandsilk.com, and I want you to go to chitchatme.com and sign up so that you can stay informed, in touch with Diamond and Silk, because, baby, we just getting started. We ain't going nowhere.
That's right. And keep in mind, we're being featured in a movie called Dummycrats. So we want you to stop what you're doing right now and go to dummycratsthemovie.com. That's dummycratsthemovie.com. It's being featured one night only premiere on October the 15th. That's this coming Monday, October the 15th, one night only. Dummycratsthemovie.com. We want to see your face in the place because Diamond and Silk, we're going to be giving you the truth with the proof. We're going to be giving you the facts and we ain't holding nothing back. We're going to be giving it to you straight from the gate.
That's right.
I love it. Now, when is wine night? I know you guys do that little wine night every now and then. What night is? Can we watch that, or is that random?
Oh, you talk about wine instant chit chat live. So, we normally do that on Mondays at 8:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on all of our social media platforms, even DiamondAndSilk.com. That's on Monday nights. And the past two Mondays, it's been preempted because the president and his rally. And when we are now playing the rallies also on our social media sites. Because we think that it's important that people first see the crowds and second, hear from our president. We love how he's taking his message directly to the people.
That's right, because when he succeeds, we succeed.
You guys are a national treasure. Keep up the great work. You're informing, you're educating, you're entertaining. You're showing a lot of people that politics can be fun. And yet this is very important. So keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you for having us.
Ladies and gentlemen, there they are. Diamond and Silk. Diamond and Silk. Censored. Can you believe that? All right. Lee and Williston, you're first to go. Guy and Goodrich, you're right behind that when we come up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you. The liberal will try to control a black person through the concept of racism because they know that we are very proud, emotional people. So when I said I like Trump to like someone that's liberal, they'll say, oh, but he's racist. You think racism can control me? Oh, that don't stop me. That's an invisible wall.
The one and only Kanye at the White House yesterday, literally right there in the Oval Office, holding court with all the national media there, the president, and some of his staff as well. A pretty amazing day, really was. I think brilliant on the part of the president, again, of being unafraid and having a dialogue with the Native American community. I really think it makes a ton of sense, no doubt about it. What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand, committed to using talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. And they want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. EnergyOfNorthDakota.com. Find out more right there. Texter sent a note, wanted to know what got Diamond Silk started being conservative. I'm sorry, I just saw that. I didn't get a chance to ask him that. Another texter said, I watched Diamond and Silk on Fox and Friends this morning. They were on fire. Keep up the great work. Love you both. All right. We'll forward those messages on. Appreciate that. And let's go next to a conversation with Lee in Williston to talk a little bit about what the ballot, he says. The ballot. Yes, Lee, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this might be a little off topic now, but you had a caller call in about the ballot, in particular Measure 3.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up my absentee ballot, whizzed right through it, had no problem, and I got to Measure 3, and towards the end, it literally took me about 20 minutes before I finally filled in the circle, but it brings up expungement of prior criminal records.
Right.
And I don't understand how you can decriminalize a criminal, because, you know, it may become legal, but at that point it's not, so that criminal intent is there, that criminal mentality is there.
You're right, Lee. It's one, in my mind, it's one of many examples of just a total overreach. You know, a total overreach.
Exactly. And then I've been for it for a long time because I always thought that legalization of marijuana would have an impact on agricultural hemp. And it doesn't seem to be having an impact. And we're one of the only industrialized nations that doesn't really produce a lot of, you know, agricultural hemp. And, like, when's that coming about?
That's a legislative deal. It's come up before, and it doesn't seem to pass. The reason it doesn't is law enforcement, you know, showing concern about, I guess that'd be one plus in Measure 3 passing, because they no longer have to worry about, you know, what's legal, what's not, because everything's legal. But I think people see some value in the, you know, agriculture, commerce, trade side of hemp, but law enforcement is concerned about the challenges of differentiating what's legal and what's not. So that's why it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, I guess that's all I had.
Hey, Lee, I'm glad you called. Call again, okay? Guy wants to talk about the stock market.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
It's being reported that the drops in the stock market, are due to the Fed interest rates going up and President Trump's trade policies that are hurting the economy of communist China. And so we need to ask, who is Communist China? And if you look at data from the Bank of International Settlements, you'll see that over the past 20 years, it's been European and U.S. banks and their Western corporate partners that have literally built the wealth of Communist China. So now Trump's trade policies and standing up for a constitutional republic are hurting Communist China's economy and thereby hurting their partners from the West, the banks and the big corporations. So the Fed is stepping in, raising interest rates as a way to punish President Trump and punish his supporters and punish America for standing up for the principles of freedom that are guaranteed by our constitutional republic. But we need to remember that freedom is not free. So I support Trump's policies because, like our founders who recognize the need to put everything on the line for freedom, it's better to die standing for the principles of godly freedom than it is to die on our knees as slaves to the communists that run our global financial and corporate institutions.
I appreciate the call. Thanks for the passion you bring on any and all topics. Let's go to a South Dakota caller. No, it's a North Dakota caller calling from the 605 number. They say they must want to tell us that. Oh, I know why they're telling us that, because they want to weigh in on the Heitkamp Kramer race. Let her rip, Todd.
Sorry, I was getting our next guest set up here.
Oh, yes, you have a visitor right there.
I've been invaded in here all of a sudden.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm looking for the
here we go. 605.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I saw that ad from Heidi that she's arm wrestling this guy, and which is kind of wondering. She says on there that she's fighting for North Dakota. Well, when did she start doing that? I mean, she's done nothing but bend over backwards for old Chucky and the Democratic Party. Maybe you can tell me when she's been fighting for North Dakota, because I haven't really seen anything or heard anything from her except for those ads. And I guess the saying, you can tell when they're lying because their mouth is moving, I guess it's really true with her, because she voted in the high 90 percentile with Obama, but yet she's out there saying that that she's voted for North Dakota. Well, I'm afraid North Dakota is not for Obama, so I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Sebastian. I agree. If you wanted a little tax relief and you were from North Dakota, Heidi Heitkamp didn't fight for you. She fought against your tax cut, right? If you were, the most innocent of North Dakota citizens, the unborn, guess what? Not fighting for you. That Democratic tired line of fighting for you is just, it's like, I feel bad for anybody that hears that and says, yeah, she fights for me. Those Democrats, they fight for me. That's like, entitlement and ensnaring you into, say, you need us. We'll take care of you, and then don't worry about anything else. We've got you. We've got you. Come on. I mean, I can't think of anything worse in the way of an affront to freedom than Democratic politicians running around saying they're going to fight for us. Give me a break. Plus, I haven't seen any examples of it. So, not a good deal at all. All right. I have a little bit of time left. We're going to go to Bob in St. John. Bob, half a minute. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I had a question. I listened to your show, What's On Your Mind, for a lot of years now. Driving down the road this morning, I hit the wrong button on the radio, and I got the Mighty 790. Now, they contend that they're the most listened-to talk radio show in the upper Midwest. And I think Scott has said the same thing. Now, which is which here? Clear the record.
Yeah, so first of all, this show is the most listened-to radio show in North Dakota. When you heard him say station, he's saying that they have, and I don't know that this is still true, it used to be years ago, their ratings have gone down, 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 down every year under the current management. So they used to be the highest AM-rated station in the upper Midwest. So, not sure if that's still true or not, but we are the most listened to show. Thanks for asking.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remnants of what was Hurricane Michael have moved out over the Atlantic, but FEMA Chief Brock Long says,
bottom line, it was one of the most powerful storms that the country's seen since 1851.
The hurricane coming ashore on the Florida Panhandle just shy of a Category 5 strength on Wednesday, cutting a wide swath of devastation through Georgia, the Carolinas, and parts of southern Virginia as well. 11 people known dead from the storm.
We hope to have 100% of the initial search and rescue operation done in Florida today, as well as Georgia.
A judge in Turkey has set North Carolina pastor Andrew Brunson free after he had been detained for 2 years in Turkey, accused he had committed crimes on behalf of terror groups there, charges Brunson denied. He's now free and is expected to board a plane to fly home today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind in 2084? Scott Hennin in Watford City, and he's off introducing a grand opening. They wanted to have the Scott Hennin there. I never get asked to do any of that stuff, and that's just fine. We've got bigger fish to fry. The Promised Land Project. Did you guys actually, the DART decided Watford City was the place? Is that the deal?
Yes, sir, Todd. And by the way, we want you to come. We don't care about Scott, okay? To be honest with you.
This
really interesting. About a year or so ago, I decided to form this organization called the Promised Land Project, and we'll talk about it. And part of it is that we got to start walking in each other's shoes again. You know, we got to walk the factories and farms and talk to each other and visit. And so in the middle of my conversation, a guy walks out. There's like 1,300 people in Austin. And I was fabulous, by the way. Anyway, so he goes, all right. And it's Matthew McConaughey. And I went, what are you doing here? And he had a dart in his hand.
This is Roy Spence, by the way, chairman and co-founder of the Promised Land Project. What was he doing there?
Well, he's a bro. And he hadn't given me any money yet. But anyway, so.
keyword, yeah.
He said, we've been friends for a long time. And he really buys into this idea of the Promised Land. And he walks out with a dart in his hand. He said, all right. Now, Roy, if you're going to walk in other people's shoes, look behind you. And I looked behind, and there was this huge map of the United States. And he said, I'm going to throw a dart, and wherever it hits, you're going. I went, awesome. So he throws the dart. It's way up at the top of the map, and we go. He had to put his glasses on. So, no, Todd, you can't make this. He said, we're going to Watford City, North Dakota.
You need to get a hold of Josh DeMel because he's from North Dakota, not too far away.
That's right.
In North Dakota.
That's
and
right.
He'd be very proud that this would all start in North Dakota.
So anyway, so I said, okay, so my daughter, Courtney Spence, and I and a bunch of people have been in North Dakota. I just got here last night, and we're going to Watford City. And you know what's going to be amazing is I was in this little coffee shop a while ago in Bismarck, and a woman walks up to me. She says, I'm Kim, and I'm the executive officer for the North Dakota Builders Association.
Hmm.
Here's what's happening. The Texas Builders Association has partnered with the North Dakota, and we're building America's new front porch. We're literally, my team from San Angelo, Texas, is about probably in New Mexico or somewhere, and they're hauling this. They built it from scratch. They donated the time of construction. We need to sit on the front porch again. And The home builders here in North Dakota have been our partners in this thing. So we're bringing to Watford City on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Rough Rider Center, which I've never been in, but I want to. We're putting together.
I haven't been there either.
Hey, yeah,
it's great.
We're putting together America's New Front Porch. And the idea is Tracy Lawrence had that great old country song.
Yeah, but it's not old.
Well, it's not that old. I mean old. O-L-E. Old. Not old.
Hank Williams Sr. That's old.
That's old. But it has that great song, you know, yeah. If the world has a front porch like we had that, but then we'd still have problems, we'd be friends. So the promised land is basically, we're done with us versus them. We're trying to put together a group of people who says we share values, we share purpose. We can argue, but America needs to be us, as in USA.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to do that.
How did that get started?
I was climbing up a mountain in Colorado about a year and a half ago, Mount Sopris, and I just watched Todd Apollo 13 for the 100th time. And when Tom Hanks says, "Houston, we have a problem," so I'm up about half the mountain, looked around so make sure nobody was around, and I screamed, "America, we got a problem!" And I said, all we get to hear is what they want us to hear on all sides. All the politically driven stuff. I want America to be purpose driven again. So I jotted down the Promised Land Project. And I said, I'm going to form a company and we're going to go out and market the best of America to America. And part of it is we're going to take this front porch to all 50 states. And we're going to have people get on that front porch and argue, but we can't yell because mama's porch. You can't yell on mama's porch.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And I just read a little article in your local newspaper this morning about rural kids are the best. I'm not sure that that's true or bad. I grew up in a small little town in Texas, and then I went to the University of Texas, whatever, and started.
Is that the horns thing?
That's the horns thing.
Listening on your radios. He's holding up his horns. We do that in North Dakota, too. It's the NDSU Bison who goes down to Texas every year and wins the championship.
Oh, wow.
The horns up.
Go home.
So that's something we have in common.
We do,
horns
yeah.
Up. So, if the Bison ever played UT, then we'd be locking horns.
Yes,
literally,
we would.
Then. You'd be horns up, we'd be horns
and
up.
And by the way,
and
I'll say this is the way we are in Texas. If we don't win, we want y'all to. That's just the kind of people we are.
That's Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. So we're going to Watford City, and the town's been amazing. And, you know, we know this isn't kumbaya. We know this is hard work, but I believe... Especially, I'm a little bit older than you, but our job is to lead the place
better.
You're
not that much older than I am.
Our job is to lead the place better than we found it, and we've got to have purpose, not politics, drive America, and that's what I'm trying to do.
The Promised Land Project, and you're going to Watford City this Sunday, 3 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Rough Rider Center, where from there?
Well, we're gonna throw a dart, but here's what we decided. We want to go to all 50 states, Todd, in the next 8 years, because in 8 years, America celebrates its 250th birthday, 2026. And if we throw the dart to the United States, we might not get to all of them. So, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go back to Texas, and we're going to go to Louisiana next. And if somebody here at Watford City is going to get a dart and throw a dart at the state of Louisiana, and wherever it goes, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, wherever, we're going. And then the next state's probably going to be Oklahoma, contiguous states, Texas, and Arkansas, New Mexico. And then we're just going to randomly pick up all the states, and we're going to every one of them.
Okay.
And
I thought you might want to hit, like, South Dakota, Montana, and stuff while you're in this part of the country. One, because you're already here, and two, it's only mid-October.
I know.
Versus, say, December, January, February, where it gets a little trickier to haul that front porch around.
but
and you haven't truly experienced the upper Midwest until you come here in the wintertime.
My wife of 40...
How much snow you get in Austin?
Zero.
Zero, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. We get more
my wife of 41 years, Mary Corey, was born in Peoria, Illinois. And I used to go there.
She knows a thing or two about snow.
She's not going to the cold, let me tell you. She won't be there ever again. But you know, the thing about...
I moved to Texas for a reason.
The thing about what we're trying to do is that I've just been around a while. I've talked to lots of people all over the country. And in the end, you know, we need to talk about things like we have a massive skilled worker shortage. And we got to kill the myth that a four-year college degree is the only path to success. We've got to inspire.
We're really starting to see that. And I have to admit, my generation was the, if you didn't go to college, you were a total
loser. You're a loser.
And that was,
I'm done with it.
And now I love the meme where you have the guy in the briefcase and the suit and tie walking by the welder.
Exactly.
And they're both looking down at each other, and here's the welder making like twice as much money.
But we have to do a marketing campaign. I have a marketing company. We did a campaign called Don't Mess with Texas. It was an anti-litter campaign.
Ah, there you go.
And people didn't know that. We were a littering state. I used to sit in my daddy's pickup and throw trash on the highway because he told me it kept people employed. So, I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden, there's a governor said, the governor said, we got too much trash. Without any fines or any new penalties or any federal regulation or any state, we used Stevie Ray Vaughan and Willie Nelson and George Foreman. We did all these things called Don't Mess with Texas. We reduced litter by 76%.
Nice.
The Promised Land, we want to do the same thing. We want to start marketing the best of America to America. And we're going to have a massive marketing campaign called Skill Up America. And it's a couple of years from now, we might have the new signing day on the Super Bowl. But it's not signing up to go to college. It's signing up to be a welder, electrician, a nurse, whatever it might be. Because we've got to inspire young people and their parents. You can make a living and a life doing what you love to do. Second, I'm all for testing in schools. I think it's important, but we've also got to convert our schools to not just be teaching and testing. We've got to find young people's talents and coach them. I was in eighth grade. I turned in a paper. Remember cursive?
I remember that, yeah. I turned in a paper. I hear they don't teach that anymore.
I got it back in eighth grade, and I had 8 misspelled words, big C minus. My mom's a school teacher. C's were not like good job, Roy.
Yeah, really. No pat
next
on the back.
Next year, ninth grade, we're doing Emerson again. And I went, Mom, I can't do this. Do the best you can. I got the paper back. Instead of 8 misspelled words, there were 11. Instead of a C minus, there was a tiny A minus. And I had a little kitchen table, and I put this on the table. I said, Mom, I don't get it. And she said, you can't spell. But this teacher thinks you can write.
Hmm.
At 14 years old, Todd, grand bargain, my mom, rest her soul, she said, I don't want you to spend another second of your life trying to be average at what you're bad at. I want you to spend the rest of your life becoming great at what you're good at. We got to stop beating our kids up on what they're, if it's a character thing, lying, cheating, stealing,
right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
We got to quit trying to make young people feel horrible because they can't spell. Maybe they can write. Maybe they can be an engineer. So part of the Promised Land is to champion the ideal, champion talent when people are young. Another thing, entrepreneurship, miracle of America. We got to get young people, only 2% of public schools teach entrepreneurship. We got to get young people to believe if you can dream it, you can build it here. And entrepreneurship, really, you see what's going on in Watford City and all of these small things that are being built, small businesses. So the Promised Land is about the goodness. We're not going to go out and badmouth people, but we're going to deal with the issues of skill up and education, not so much testing, small businesses, all that kind of stuff.
Keep it up, you might get drafted for the White House down the line, 2024.
I run for that kind of stuff. You run for office? No, I'm running from it. No. But, you know,
these
America,
all sound like great ideals, though.
Whichever
side of the aisle you're on.
Yes, sir.
I spoke to
2,000 bankers last Monday, and then I flew down to New Orleans to speak to, 500, 600 machinist unions. Everyone agrees. This whole idea that we can build, we got to have a high performing, job creating, inclusive culture of us, not us versus them. I'm done with it.
So we put the front porch together.
Yes, sir.
This Sunday.
Yes, sir.
3 p.m. Rough Riders Center
in
Watford City.
And we've got a great little band called Mama Deer and Tiger Lily. They're two great bands, and they're going to be singing. And we're going to have
girls
refreshments.
Girls and Tiger Lily are wonderful.
They're awesome. And we just discovered them. My great friend Lindsay, and I took full credit, but I'm sorry, Lindsay. Anyway, and again, tell Scott he can't come. You can come because you're here.
Hold that thought. We'll do more. Coming up, Roy Spence. We're putting the front porch together. You're going to have sweet tea there, too? Because I know that's...
We are now.
It's not going to be frozen tea just yet. It should be warm enough. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Hang on.
You talk, we listen.
call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? 11 before the hour. Todd Mitchell kind of pinch-hitting so Scott can go announce a big grand opening out in Watford City. But the really big thing in Watford City isn't coming up until 3 o'clock on Sunday as we pull out the front porch. Roy Spence is chairman and co-founder of the, you can read up on this, by the way, thepromisedlandproject.com.
Yes.
It's 3 o'clock this Sunday, and you're going to be hitting as many of the 50 as you can. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, Todd, that's great. Thanks for mentioning our website. It is thepromisedlandproject.com. If you go there, you'll see kind of the guiding principles. I would say
You could also see why Watford City was chosen, or how Watford City was chosen.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey throws the dart.
And that's where it lands.
And that's where it lands. And that's the only state he's never been to. He's not coming now, but we're going to be there. And actually, it was interesting, Todd, because Watford City reminds me a lot the growth, just this unbelievable growth in the last 4 or 5 years, whatever it's been. And then you look at these small businesses that have popped up, and we're going to be talking to a lot of these small businesses. You go to the Lower East Side in New York City, that's where America was born. We were born different. We weren't born perfect. We weren't born better. But we were born different. And basically, at our best, we said it didn't matter what your daddy did or what your last name was or what class you were in. If you're willing to come to America and work hard and take responsibility, everyone should have a chance to live up to their God-given potential. Part of the promised land is we want to reinstate that kind of promise. And us versus them, the political arguments that are going on all the time, Shakespearean, although I'm not very good at this, signifying nothing. We need to skill up America. We need to have young people believe in the American dream again. We got to make sure that young people can make a living. I always tell people, quit asking your kids what do they want to do. You're old as dirt. You don't know what you ask them what they love to do. In America,
those are two different questions.
Those are two different questions. What do you love to do? And then sit down with your kids and say, oh, I love to go fishing. Okay, why don't we open up a fishing store? Why don't you become a guide? Don't dismiss your kids' dreams. And this is what the promised land is about. The long term in the America's New Front Porch is really about, during World War II, we had the Manhattan Project. Kennedy called for a man on the moon. Those were in response to outside threats. Right now, we have an inside division. This is just as important to bring, not kumbaya, not easy, but to sit down and realize we share values of this. We share values of responsibility. We share values of opportunity. We share values about believing in God. We share values. So let's address those issues that will let everyone develop their full potential. And if we'll do that, I'm hoping in 8 years when we celebrate our 250th birthday, our country will be about us and not about us versus them. And it's kind of audacious, but why not?
Kind of hard to argue with any of that. What were you doing prior to deciding to haul the porch around, prior to going up a mountain in Colorado to have this vision?
I started with 4 friends at the University of Texas 50 years ago. I know I look fabulous. But we started...
Graduated early, right?
We graduated. I don't know if I graduated, to be honest with you. No, don't tell my mom, rest her soul, but she knows. But we started a marketing company with little old Austin, Texas. We were no kids. Mm-hmm. I went down to the bank, and I sat down with the loan officers. I was 20 years old. I had a tie-dyed T-shirt and ponytail or whatever. And he said, I'm sorry, sir, do you have an appointment? I said, no, sir, but you're not, like, busy. And he said, well, that was not a good way to start it. He said, what do you need? And I said, I need a $5,000 loan to start this marketing company. And he said, what's your business plan? And I said, I beg your pardon? I didn't know what a business plan was.
Right.
So I said, we still have it. And by the way, I said, we want to stay together. We want to stay in Austin. We want to make a difference and get rich. And he loaned me the money.
Whoa.
And we paid it back a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, my point is, we started this
$5,000 plus that 50 years of interest.
We started this little company, and the person who bet on us was a guy named Herb Kelleher. He had 28 airplanes at Southwest Airlines.
Hmm.
And he saw what we were doing. He said, I don't know who you are. Will you come see me? I was 28 years old. I went to see Herb, and he said, I want you to do my marketing. And we've been doing Southwest Airlines for 35 years.
Nice.
Sam Walton called me Collect. And I got to ride with Sam.
You're not familiar with that term. Ask somebody older.
I got to ride with Sam for 17 years. But what we learned after 9/11, my client is the Air Force, and we've been doing them for 30 years. Mm. I was outside in Annapolis when the bombings happened. I went around the country and just called people and all my directors, and we did a PSA called I'm an American. And it was on the air in 3 days, the most run PSA in all of advertising. We also recently got, I got Papa Bush and Bill Clinton together years ago when the tsunami hit. I got Papa Bush and Bill Clinton together when Katrina happened. And we went down with my daughter to New Orleans. We did PSAs. And when Haiti happened, I got W. Bush and Clinton. And recently, my daughter and I did those five former presidents when Harvey and Irma hit and boy, the tragedies right now in Florida. North
Carolina. Yeah, no doubt.
So I spent my life trying to use media for good. And that's what I did. Now I'm going to try to do it again for America.
Brisbane's pulling off with the rest of media can't, getting people that you'd never expect to be together. And now we're bringing the front porch. So Watford City, 3 o'clock on Sunday, thepromisedlandproject.com. You can read up on that. Roy, thanks for coming.
God, thank you, sir.
Fantastic.
God bless you and all the folks here. Appreciate y'all.
Hope you have a safe trip to and from Watford City.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Once you might, have a great weekend, folks.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.